views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
More choices, more topics, more shows, one station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I told you we had a great show for you today, and it's what I call a twofer. And that means that we bring powerful messages to you. And today's topic is really about breaking out, about looking at our lives and knowing what kind of things we want to bring forward and what kinds of things we want to release and leave behind. And so today I have with me Sri Nitya Satyajyoti.
Jyoti. There you go.
There we go. Yo. I know him as Vinay. And you all loved the interview that we did last time about the primordial fears, emotions rather. And so that interview, by the way, is up on the archives page of the Crust Busting website. You can go tap in, check it out, listen to it. And today we're going to be talking about the second segment, the second stage of the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about today's show?
Drop your sanskaras. So sanskaras is a Sanskrit word. This is not a complete translation. At best, we can say engrams or engraved memories. So these are sort of memories that define, that are so engraved in us, that define sort of who we are, what our actions are.
Mm.
So completely define our life and our actions.
Mm-hmm. And why is this important to do?
Because, you know, it's like something like we programmed ourselves through our childhood through these engraved memories, and it looks like we're running on autopilot.
Yeah.
So we
sad to say.
Yeah.
Well, they don't serve us, do they?
Not
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all have them, and it doesn't really speak to the truth of who we really are, does it?
Right.
Doesn't always let more enlightened possibilities come in and be lived and enjoyed and danced and shared.
So now we were talking about this in terms of the Gita, right?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about how this shows up in that ancient, in the ancient scripture.
Right. It, I mean, it exactly shows up as samskaras. So there are three words which come up. One is vasanas, sanskaras, and karma. So vasanas is something that it's just the first beginning. Like Swami Paramahamsa Nityananda, which we've talked before in our show, and he's our teacher, he brilliantly says that vasana is something like, you know, you're walking down the street and you look at a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And just the first thought comes up. Oh, that suit is really nice. I think I may like to have it. So that's like the first, though I may have 20 suits lying in my wardrobe.
Yes.
But just that first thought that comes up, because I have a an engrammed memory, an engraved memory to acquire more and more suits, or just be more and more fashionable.
You're right.
So just that first thought comes up. So that inclination, that energy is called vasana. And then, you know, I walk down that street again and again, and every time I look at it, man, that's just awesome. I just have to have it, right? So that vasana becomes like a, now it grows, and it I'm related to it more. You know what? I have black color. I have this olive color, but I really don't have this beige color. So I start relating with it, and it grows in my context. And that becomes a sanskara, or like an engraved memory.
Right.
And then that turns into karma, which is the action, right? I go pay $500 and grab one more suit. So this chain from the beginning, the vasanas, to sanskaras where I relate with it, and karma to action. This chain is something we need to pay attention to. And that's how the scripture beautifully brings this. And Swami has brought this into like a 3-hour DVD.
Yes.
Which we're going to summarize today.
Yes. And let me introduce you to Dr. Brian. And I want to have you introduce yourself with your Swamiji name as you talked about it. But I want to know what that means.
Sanaka, one translation for the word is ancient. Another translation is sage or rishi. And it shows up in one translation of the Gita that when Brahman created the universe, he created a bunch of people to do certain things. And then Sanaka was one of the beings that was born to protect the scriptures.
Mm.
So we have an inclination to read a lot about sacred text.
Yeah, Sanaka but is the ancient rishi, I know.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining the show today. And I want to pick up on what we're talking about, because we're talking about, you know, these conditions. I mean, if we stay with the story that we started to talk about, I mean, you walk by a window, you see a suit, you don't have a beige suit, but, you know, you think, well, yeah, that's exactly what I need, another $500 suit because it's a color I don't have. And the pattern that we create from this is a pattern that we probably have learned early on.
Yes.
You know, who knows how we learned it, but we did learn it.
Yes.
And it may not be a pattern that is going to serve us to take our lives to a fulfillment level.
Very true. So let's first look at it as to how these engrams, I think the example itself suggests how it affects our decision making, but let's look at it in a little more deeper way now. We usually gather our data from the five senses, right? So let's take an example first, the eyes. So from the eyes, we see images, and that images gets at the back of the eyes, get converted into electrical and possibly biochemical signals, right? That's at the back of the retina. And then these signals go to the first layer, which is saying, oh, at this scene, as we see right now, I'm not in my work, I'm not at home. So it goes, no, 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 right? I'm not here, I'm not here. And then, aha, I'm at the radio station.
There you go.
Right? So first it'll say, we have the layers which will say, no, no, this is not it, this is not it. And then finally recognition happens. Right? So it's called, in Sanskrit, the first one where it converts it into electrical and biochemical, it's called chakshu. And then it goes to manas, and then to the mind, which recognizes it. So these are the layers in which. But until now, it's pretty like almost a machine, right?
Yes.
Even if you connect a camera to a computer and write an artificial intelligence algorithm, this is what it would do. It would capture pictures, convert it into bits, zeros and ones, and then run an algorithm to say this is not it, and then recognize it. But what happens after that is, I think, is the most important thing. How do we react? So now, how will I react? Say if I've never done a radio show, all that thing, oh man, am I going to speak well? How am I going to speak? How am I going to react? So those aspects, the past experience I've had with that, right, that brings in, how am I going to interact now? And similarly, who is the host? What am I seeing? Do I have a good relationship with you? So those things play such a critical role for our behavior right now. So that's when, from recognition to decision making, is sort of the, it sometimes is very irrational, right? I know there's nothing, I've spoken every single day in my life. But certainly when I'm put in the limelight, something irrational happens. I can't control it. I can't understand it. I can't get over it, right? That aspect that we always fall into, logically we know there's nothing to be sort of nervous about when we put in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Logically, we all know that. But when we step into that situation, something beyond our logical capabilities seems to surface and seems to just mask our thinking at that point in time.
Right? And those are the engraved memories that are really controlling that. Is that what you're both saying?
Right, right.
Well, I'm more listening to this expert on the engrams. I have a concept about that it's that they're also born from experiences. They're not so much what's going on in the moment, but things that, memories that we can't transcend, that keep dictating our behaviors, patterns, desires, keep us on the wheel of, you know, being mediocre.
Yeah, so that's what I like about having you both here, because what you've talked about is sort of what I would attribute to the mind functioning. What you're talking about is at a cellular level. So right. Combined, when you put these both together, we are doomed if we don't get rid of these, because we're hooking up with our minds that would have us be in a limited place, and our body and cells reinforce the idea that we should be limited.
Right. Exactly. So you put a very great point. So the body, actually, the engraved memory is in different portions of the body. And that's wonderfully related to the seven primordial emotions that we talked last time.
I've been there.
Right?
I've lived my life at this place. It's not what I'm choosing today, but I certainly, I know my old friend. And at certain points in time in my life, it has served me. By the way, you know, for example, there have been times in my life where I absolutely felt that I did not want to bring things in, too afraid to, you know what I'm saying? I lived in the limitation.
Right.
I don't know what happened, light bulb, whatever you want to call it, but what you all are talking about is this invitation for each and every one of us to recognize what these things are and, as you said, drop them.
Right. Exactly.
And having the help of, you know, self-realized beings like Swamiji is extremely powerful. I've been involved with yoga, meditation, body-centered psychotherapy, body work, brain body balancing for 30 years. Swamiji's put together a program that gets to these things extremely quickly. He's helping people take out the garbage, and you don't have to do an inventory on the way out.
I'm glad you said that. If I put one more list together, it's going to be the end of me. But let's talk about Swamiji, and let's talk about the way that, you know, he has taken his message. And by the way, he'll be in Seattle.
Yes.
We want to make sure that everyone knows that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So let's talk about first this program. The interesting aspect of these engrams, I think, is if you analyze them more, you have to recognize them, that's important. But if you overanalyze them, it's like almost like arranging the garbage in the house rather than throwing them, right? It's like you have to recognize there's garbage in the house, that's important. But instead of throwing them, we start to analyze them. It just means that we're making pretty pictures of the garbage in the house, right? It doesn't help us, doesn't serve us.
Actually, we create file folders.
Right.
You know, if we stay with that, I love the way you're talking about it. We create individual file folders. We now recognize all the stuff that's no longer serving us, and we put it in a category, and in order, we put it in a file folder, and now we just keep the folders.
And those are still there.
Right.
Those are engrams.
Exactly. We keep them. We've got like this file.
Right, and we've got a vested interest in them, right? It's like...
Oh, it's hard to let go.
Right. So just arranging them, saying this came from yesterday, this came from tomorrow, or this came from like 2 years ago, is not going to serve a purpose. And I think that's where I think there should be a jump from just analysis to actually meditation, which one of the definitions of it is to throw them.
Yeah.
That's a very loose sense. But now getting to the importance of how to dissolve or purge or drop them. You know, I think one of the interesting observations that came to me is, you know, I spilt watermelon juice on my counter table. And I was in a hurry to get to work, and it just left it the whole day. I just went to work, and there was a paper there that was sitting on my kitchen counter too. So by the time I got back from work, both the watermelon juice and the paper were like stuck, like engraved on the counter table. If I had cleaned up when it happened, it was just easy.
Right.
I could have just, with one swipe, I could have cleared it out. But now, it's so stuck to the table that I have to use like a...
jackhammer.
Exactly.
We have to use a jackhammer.
Right, it's like I would use a heavy jackhammer detergent.
Yes.
And like I sat there for an hour cleaning the whole mess.
Oh boy. You know, let's talk about though and how that shows up, because you started to talk about, you know, the experiences, and what Vinay just talked about is an experience. Now if we take that and we really visualize that in our day-to-day lives, in the many thousands of things that we do,
right,
that we look at. In the previous interview we were talking about illusions and looking back at our lives and not holding a place of regret. Right here we're talking about, now you have these you know, these ideas, you have these memories, you're not helpless. That's what I think I hear you say. There is a way to let go of them.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be hard.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, no. It should be absolutely blissful and joyful. My attraction to Swamiji really is how he puts energy intelligence into, he makes one word an experience out of that. A lot of people get into these processes, and again, they tend to get too mental. Swamiji's programs and the energy that he's working with, he transmits, basically encodes new possibilities. So when you have an option, and it's a more enlightened option, you're going to explore it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And exactly when that energy is there, exactly what these stuck, it's exactly what the example I gave, right? It's when it's stuck, that's exactly how the engraved memories are. Because we were not aware when it happened, mm-hmm, say a hurtful instance. And, you know, breakup in the relationship can be very traumatic. When that happens, we were not careful enough to really cleanse ourselves. We didn't take the time, number one, right?
Yeah.
So that's sitting like really engraved in our system, and it to some extent dictates how we behave in our future relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So when in these courses, what happens is because of the presence of, it's exactly like supplying the energy enough for us to loosen up those engraved memories, and it just drops.
Mm.
I look at humanity and I say, what happened? Did they forget how to be happy?
Oh, good question.
And the question is not why did they forget? The question is how can they remember?
I love that. Let's hold that note and take a break, because we do spend a lot of time in the why. We really do. We spend a lot of time just trying to understand why something happened in our life. Why did we do that? I mean, we spend so much time that now we create a new engraved memory on top of it, the one that focuses on the why we did the thing. You know, instead of cleaning it up, we're focusing on why we left the watermelon juice with the paper on it, and that now becomes a pile up. We call that crust on this show.
Let's talk about the heart when we come back.
Let's do that. Thank you all. We're going to take a short break. This is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm here with...
Vinay.
Sonica.
Oh, Mr. B.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Dr. Nusheen Darvish from Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue, bringing you the Holistic Health Tip of the Week. Growing pains or leg pains in children and teenagers is often a sign of dairy allergy. Elimination of cow's milk products for 3 to 4 weeks usually eliminates growing pains. Almond milk, goat milk, Rice milk, oat milk, and soy milk are excellent alternatives to cow's milk. This is Dr. Darvish from Holistic Medical Center. If you need more information regarding alternative natural therapies, please contact us at 425-451-0404. 425-451-0404. Or visit us at drdarvish.com. drdarvish.com.
Your emotional blocks come in a way of what you want to achieve. Emotions are sensations in the body, right? Now sensations are vibrations of particles, or in essence, movement of energy. Attend the upcoming Life Bliss program, a revolutionary meditation workshop cognized by Paramahamsa Nityananda to fully realize your potential and take steps towards reaching your high energy or blissful state. For more information, visit seattle.lifeblissprogram.org or call 425-246-1247.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
New Spirit Journal, let the adventure begin. At New Spirit Journal, we want to inform, inspire, uplift, and amuse you. Our readers have in common an interest in life and in the deeper meanings life can offer. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we can start you asking questions. Our writers and advertisers share their techniques, new ideas, and products. Whatever it is, they want to share something they believe will make your life better in some way. Something that might challenge how you think and act today. Something that might make you question something you currently believe or do. You'll find New Spirit Journal at bookstores, cafes, churches, and meeting places the first week of each month. Pick up a copy and let it take your spirit where it will. You can visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. That's newspiritjournal.com. Make yourself an adventure today.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back. This is the Dr. Pat Show. What fabulous music, Benny.
That's not me.
I know. Well, thank you all for listening. And, you know, what we have today is actually part two of a five-part series that we're doing. And that series will continue. This week, we're talking about engraved memories. Next week, February 28th, we'll be back talking about the beauty of purposelessness, the meaning of living. And all in preparation for Swamiji's visit to Seattle area, which will be the last week in April.
Yes, from 26th to the 30th. He's doing three discourses, one in Bellevue Unity Church, one in Seattle Unity. We're finalizing the last one, also in East West Bookshop. And the weekend workshop, which we will talk about in the next session.
Yeah.
And all this is schedule and registration is all of it on seattle.lifeblissprogram.org.
That's seattle.lifeblissprogram.org. Or just go to the old crustbusting.com workshop. Look on the left-hand side. You'll see Swamiji's picture. Click on the link, and you can download the flyer, which is great. And we forgot to mention that Swamiji will be in the studio.
Yes.
He will be right here on air. I believe that's the 26th.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll get you. It's going to be fabulous. Swami was here last year, and I talked about, you know, his incredible presence, and we're thrilled, and thank you so much. All right, let's talk about the body.
Let's
talk about the body.
What about it? Am I this thing or am I something larger?
I don't know. Some days I'm feeling like, you know, I'm carrying a load around.
Exactly. That load exactly is the engraved memories. And last year, Brian and myself did this wonderful workshop conducted by Swamiji. It's called the Nityananda Spurana Program. It essentially means the flowering of eternal bliss. And it's all about dropping the engraved memories. And these engraved memories you know, in the last program we said the doors are these chakras.
Yes.
Are the energy centers. And it happens that they're all in one body. It's called the etheric body. It's the subtle body. So now in this program, we talk about seven energy bodies that we have. And it's amazing. You know, one quick allusion that I want to make about these bodies is we think we have only one physical body, that is this gross manifestation that we have. But when we look at into dreams, we'll catch these bodies. You know, we always not exactly how we look like this in the dream, right? We catch ourselves morphing into different things in the dream.
No kidding,
right?
Yeah.
So those are the subtle bodies that we're touching. So in this program, we'll go into depth. Swamiji will beautifully do seven meditations to awaken these bodies into our consciousness and go into the depths of who we are. And we both, Brian and myself, did this in last year, April, as a part of many different courses that he conducted all through the United States. And I'll let Brian describe his experience.
Well, I was very fortunate. I got to meet Swamiji on a Tuesday night in Issaquah. And I had not yet done the first training, which was the Life Bliss program. It's mm-hmm. on the seven chakras. And so when I asked about doing the advanced training on the seven bodies, they said, oh, no, you can't do it. And so I said, okay, I'm going to take this question directly to Swamiji. So I got back on the greeting line and simply said, Swamiji, I really need to be there this weekend. Can I please come to the training? And he said yes. Mm. So I got dropped into the second level, but each of the exercises that we did, again, we got into the mind, into the body, into the emotions, really revved it up, pushed things around, moved things around. And really, Swamiji is doing a lot of inner work with people to allow them to simply delete files that are no longer helpful to our forward progress in life, to being present, to being blissful. It would take too much time to define each of the exercises, but they're really intended to get into the unconscious or the subconscious mind, clean it up, clear it up, and allow for the new energy, the presence, this new force that we all are it. Swamiji's got up a little earlier than we did that morning. So he's running high test.
Tell us about what happened when you got back, you know, when you, or the previous course, right, when you got to know about it, like when two of your friends did it.
Well, my experience was I'm a meditator. I've been meditating with a lot of discipline for 10 years. And two folks that had done Swamiji's training came to my house. We sat around for about 2 hours talking. The next day I sat down to meditate. I usually sit for about 45 minutes to an hour. I sat for 2 hours in a completely different energy.
Oh, wow.
And I called them up and I said, do you guys have a clue what you're doing? You're transmitting this energy that Swamiji gives to people. They were transmitting it. I said, I have to meet this man, this holy man, when he comes to town. So they called me on a Monday night and said, Swamiji will be here tomorrow night. I said, I'm there. The rest is history.
Well, and that's what we want to let everybody know, though, that, you know, folks, to find out more and to attend the weekend event with Swamiji, folks are going to, they should attend the training beforehand.
Yes.
And all of this is on the website, SeattleLifeBlissProgram.org. And he will be in town April 29th and 30th, right?
And 26th to the 30th.
26th through the 30th. So I want to make sure that folks know the weekend event, when it is, and exactly what they need to do.
Right. So the weekend is 29th, 30th. Keep your calendars open. And before that, he's giving discourses 26th through the 28th. And keep those dates open. And to kind of prep up, we every Sunday we have a satsang, which is a weekly meditation gathering.
Okay.
You can come out, try a meditation out for free, and then look at the initial first program, the Life Bliss program, what we have.
All right. Well, thank you both. Thank you so much.
Love being here.
You're both great. Thank you, Benny. And, you know, stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll be back with you. Don't forget, Dr. Darvish going to help us all out. Have yourselves a great, great day. Be blissful.
And traditional Chinese medicine coming up next with Mary Lee Kalmies.
All right.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Views expressed on the preceding program are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW Seattle.